You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Elsewhere, fighting is raging once again in eastern Ukraine, with the United Nations saying civilian casualties have reached the highest level in a year. Stefan Bass has the latest from Ukraine.
Ukrainian government forces say they are trying to halt an attack by Russian-backed separatists around the town of Marinka near Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian soldiers are seen responding to the attack with machine gun fire and grenades. The July 30th violence, of which video footage just emerged, is one of several incidents that has worried international observers. The United Nations has already warned that the number of civilian casualties in fighting in eastern Ukraine is back to last year's highs. The UN Human Rights Office said it documented 69 civilian casualties in June, including 12 dead. This is nearly double the figure for May 2016 and the highest figure since August last year. The figure rose further to 73 civilian casualties in July, including 8 dead. In total, fighting between government forces and Russia-backed separatists has killed at least 9,500 people since April 2014, when the conflict began. However, the UN says the real number of casualties may be higher, and the International Crisis Group has said there is little doubt that the death toll is significantly higher than either side admits. UN officials believe that more than half of all the casualties recorded in the past 2 months were caused by shelling. For the Ukrainian army, July was the deadliest month since August 2015. Authorities say at least 42 servicemen were killed and 181 wounded. A ceasefire deal signed last year in Minsk, Belarus, was meant to halt the fighting, but observers say many of its key points, such as the complete withdrawal of heavy weapons from the front line, have not been implemented. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.